USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump moved to replace his national intelligence director after hearing about a Class 5 briefing on Capitol Hill, according to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman. She says that briefing included information that Russia is again trying to influence the election and sway voters in 2020 to vote for President Trump.
One official said that their intelligence is that Russia is interfering or attempting to interfere in the 2020 election with the goal of reelecting President Trump. This angered Republicans on the committee who pushed back. And when the president learned about this briefing, he was very upset and berated McGuire, who until today was the he was the ODNI, overseeing the National Intelligence Office.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 128 points and the NASDAQ down 66. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Jury deliberations went into day three in the New York rape trial of Harvey Weinstein. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor.
After another full day of deliberations, still no verdict. The jury began at 9:30 this morning and still had to get through all of yesterday's requests, which they never got to. That included looking at copies of all written communications regarding accuser Annabella Sciorra. Phone records between former Sciorra friend and current Weinstein ally Paul Felcher and Harvey Weinstein, and any communication with intelligence firm Black Cube.
President Trump is sidestepping for now any talk of a pardon for his longtime ally Roger Stone, who was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. During a rally in Colorado, the president decided to ridicule the historic Best Picture Oscar win for the South Korean film Parasite.
We got enough problems with South Korea with trade. On top of it, they give him the best movie of the year. Was it good? I don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An aging rock and roll pioneer is recording once again. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
84-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis had a stroke last year. He says he never thought he'd ever play the piano again. But now he's back in a studio with producer T-Bone Burnett. And Lewis tells Rolling Stone he was only planning to sing on this new album, but he discovered once he was in the studio that he could, in fact, still play the piano, despite his mobility issues. Lewis saying he couldn't believe it. No set release date for the new Jerry Lee Lewis album, but they promised that it's coming. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South Korean officials are reporting the nation's first coronavirus death and 53 new cases in a single day, bringing the total number to 104. Of the new COVID-19 cases, 51 are concentrated in the city of Daegu, according to the Korea Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The remaining two cases are in Seoul. Many of the cases in Daegu have been linked to a 61-year-old woman. She is believed to have infected some 40 other patients while attending church. New figures increase the death toll to 2,245 worldwide. The coronavirus has now spread to more than two dozen countries across the globe. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.